I think what Will is looking to do with this project is to honor the process. Because a lot of the times what we see in many instances is that folks will bring consultants in. And you can be a native consultant. So I'm a non-native writer. I go out to the community. I talk with native people. And then I write what I'm going to write. And essentially, it's kind of close. But there's still particular biases that are inherent in the way that writing occurs. And so I think what Will wanted to do was make sure that the process was in line with the final goal of the story that we wanted to tell about Paxton. So it wasn't necessarily this historical story entirely. I mean, it is, but it brings in it truly and authentically brings in the native voice. And I think that that's something that's really critical in a lot of the writing that we need to see today. We don't see that too often. What we see is a lot of historians that do a really good job of giving us the historical overview, but because they're writing from a historical perspective, they stick to history, right? It's journalism, the same concept. Here's the facts. But there's a lot of verities, especially when you have a group of people that didn't have access to the media, like most Native people in this country, when they faced, you know, the types of displacement, ethnocide and genocide that had happened in early colonial America. They didn't have a newspaper where they could tell their own particular story. And so I think that's what Will was aiming for and what we've tried to aim for when we put together this narrative.